In Northwest News on KPLU, a huge oil rig is on its way to Seattle. Royal Dutch Shell's Polar Pioneer arrived in Port Angeles, where it was greeted by Greenpeace activists and other environmentalists. As the oil company pushes forward with plans to find fossil fuel reserves in the Arctic, scores of Seattle-based kayaktivists are training up. They plan to encircle the rig before it heads out for Alaska's North Slope. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
On the shore of Seaview Park in West Seattle, a group of young activists stands behind a row of bright yellow kayaks. Most of them are new to boating. Instructor Amanda Lee gives a safety briefing before they head out for a sunset paddle.
The key thing about kayaking is wearing your boat rather than just sitting in it and moving around with it.
She tells them to dress for cold water and watch out for big waves.
If a wave is coming at you, you always want to direct your boat straight into the wave, so at least 45 to 90 degree angle into the wave.
Organizer Eric Ross, with a group called the Backbone Campaign, says this is the beginning of a new chapter of kayaktivism against big oil.
Yeah, I personally am not a big paddler. This is a fun opportunity to learn how to paddle and face off with Shell's giant Arctic-destroying rigs.
Among the newbies to this water sport is Zarna Joshi with Rising Tide Seattle. She grew up in London and says she's actually pretty scared of the water, but she's determined to stop Shell's rigs from leaving our port. She's worried about climate change and global warming caused by carbon pollution.
I'm not comfortable on the water at all, but this is too important to sit around and be a coward.
Others in the group said they're worried about the chemicals involved in extracting oil from the Arctic, and they're afraid of spills that could never be cleaned up. They'll be back on the water all week, practicing their maneuvers and growing their ranks. The plan is to add sailboats, banners, and chanting to the mix as they gear up for a big paddle in Seattle, 3 days of waterborne activism beginning May 16th. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.
On the skirt, you'll notice